31 degrees on this, a Wednesday morning, May the 3rd, and we're buzzing the home of our friend Jason Cans from jasoncans.com as we get started with the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's amazing how tight I timed this, finishing recording a news for WOGO, dashing into the studio, getting letters to the beloved ready, and calling you almost simultaneously.
That's impressive. Sometimes when I pick up the phone, I hear you already talking, and I'm not certain if I'm supposed to chime in, so I just sat quietly today.
Yeah, right. All right, it is May the 3rd. I have not cut my grass yet, so we're going to get the daily updates, all right? So, so far, no more May. So far, so good.
Okay. Me too. Yep, so far, so good.
The weekend is kind of the tough part, right? When you kind of, you're home those couple of days, and especially, I did look at the backyard. You know, it's going to get, it's like a kid, seeing your kid get longer hair. And maybe I just need to think of it as the, as a young adult that I don't have a say over anymore in terms of that.
Maybe. And yeah, and I would not look for a way out by just going up and cutting your kid's hair.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
They may not like that. Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, I liked something you quoted. I think you've been reading Henry Nouwen's Spiritual Direction. And I've got a quote up from that that you said about writing that I thought was really good.
Sure.
I don't have the first paragraph. You'd said, many think that writing means writing down ideas, insights, or visions. They're the of the opinion that they first must have something to say before they can put it on paper. For them, writing is little more than recording pre-existing thoughts. But with this approach, true writing becomes impossible. He goes on, writing is a process in which we discover what lives in us. The writing itself reveals to us what is alive in us. The deepest satisfaction of writing is precisely that it opened up new spaces within us of which we were not aware before we started to write. To write is to embark on a journey of which we do not know the final destination. Great stuff.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that stood out to me there is the whole idea of writing as spiritual discipline. And I think there's a lot of people who avoid journaling, avoid writing, because they don't know what they're going to say. And I've certainly fallen prey to that myself. And so I think for me, that was just a really good reminder that sometimes the act of writing opens up our thoughts for us. And so I think it was an encouragement to me to read that. And it just really touched where I was at in terms of my own writing journey.
So I see you have further posted up here. It's writing where you are. It's like a 12-week course. You said you've taken a course with Chris in the past. Is this something to help people with this process?
Yeah, you know, so one of the things that, so just kind of a background, it was Grace and I, my eldest daughter and I, took a class from him maybe 6 years ago, and he gives writing assignments and little readings that one needs to do, and then kind of engage in an online class format over what has been written. And it really is just a good step in the creative process. And I think some of my best writing in terms of brief essays or blog posts came out of that period in writing. And so, I've debated doing it again, and yet there's still this hesitancy around, okay, do I have the time or inclination to do that?
So this is a guy named Chris Yokel. It's Writing Where You Are. How expensive is it?
I don't know. I didn't look at what the current one was. I think when I took it a couple of years ago, it was maybe $150 or $200. And then it was like a 6 or 8 week course. Something like that. So,
but either way, again, just ending on this, I mean, I had that post from now on in mind as I even journaled this morning. And it's the hard part is getting the time and making the time and getting away from your phone.
Right.
That's my problem, even in terms of with, it's not so much watching too much television. It's looking at my, you know, there's so much you can look at. Our phones allow us to go so many places and do so many things, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah, you know, I think that's exactly right. And one of the scariest things that phone manufacturers have done is you can get a snapshot of how much time you've spent on your phone on a daily basis.
Right.
And that can be a little bit disheartening.
All right, let's finish up with James 4, 1 through 5. You read it yesterday. I only read half of what you said in Letters to the Beloved. So keeping in mind the scripture you read, here's the rest of what you shared about it. You say, Your primary need is me, not my gifts. Again, you write the letters to the beloved as if God himself was instructing you based on the scripture. C.S. Lewis wrote, put first things first and you'll get second things thrown in. Put second things first and you miss both first and second things. Classic quote we love. When you confuse your passion for me with your desire for created things, it's like you're cheating on me. I want your whole heart, not just a part of it. You must decide between me and the world. You cannot have it both ways. I'm a jealous God, and I will fight for what is mine. My spirit dwells inside of you because I love you. Do not go looking for other lovers. Jason, thoughts?
Yeah, you know, what comes to mind there is what, you know, our friend Larry would talk about critical, crucial, and casual longings. And I think that, you know, our deepest desire is to know and be known by God. And I know for me, there's many ways in which I have sought to fill that need outside of pursuing God or understanding the way God loves me. And so it's a reminder to kind of push back to that place of loving God first.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Would you play God Will Make a Way by Don Mullen? I know someone who is in a bad predicament and wants God to get him out of the situation he is in. I, too, am praying for him. Thank you. God bless.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
Well, it is prom season, and a high school junior in Portland, Oregon, made a very grand entrance to his prom by riding in a tank. Alvo.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what theme to go with on this particular story. We're going to go with Law and Order, I guess. This high school junior in the Pacific Northwest making a grand entrance to his prom by riding in an M3A1 Stuart tank.
Sherman Bynum is his name. He'd been checking tanks on the internet as a hobby. Love this kid. And posed the idea of riding in a tank to the prom, not to his date, but to his buddy.
Yeah, his buddy Sam. They started a GoFundMe. Well, we've got him in his own voice to talk about it. So tell us about it, friend.
Five ways to completely...
Nope, that's not it.
I'd like to apologize.
All right, well, we had him. Let's try him again.
I made some phone calls to a group in Minnesota that rents battle tanks out for use, like for films and stuff. They were like $20,000. No way that's happening. And so we called a museum in Oregon. They didn't have anything, but they got us in contact with a guy. Talked to the guy, and within about 15 minutes, we had a deal worked out. The price tag was $1,000, and so we decided to turn to GoFundMe. By the end of the night, when that GoFundMe was posted, we had about $570. We'd reached the goal within the next 2 days.
He got a tank, and he didn't pay for it.
Evidently, $1,675 raised to go to the prom in this tank. And I'm seeing in another story from the New York Post that... you know, Mr. Bynum there, Sherman, he didn't skimp. He also hired Portland's Unipiper. That's someone who rides around on a unicycle playing the flaming bagpipes while wearing a Darth Vader mask. And he evidently went in front of them and gave them an even grander entrance by playing the Star Wars theme as their tank rolled into prom. Also, all legal codes were followed, and apparently you can drive a tank through the streets there. I also found a note that he did eventually, with his buddy, pick up his date. Her name is Micah. And how did he prompose to her? He said, I would be very thankful if you would go to prom with me.
Wow.
She must have been quite a good sport. But he and his buddy, they've got full World War II regalia. I'm seeing in some pictures here. A grand entrance doesn't really even cover this. This is pretty amazing.
Isn't it every girl's dream to go to prom in a tank?
I think so.
Yeah. Wow. That's quite a story. You never know when doing morning radio what you're going to walk into. You think you've heard it all, and then there's always something else.
What a wonderful world.
Tuesday Trivia on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show.
Once again, we've got a great prize for you. How about a digital download of the new film, Jesus Revolution? You can download it on whatever device you would choose. We'll send you a code so anybody all throughout the WIB listening area eligible to win this. If you were the first one to give us a call live on the air here at 715-723-2555 and answer our Tuesday trivia query. And the question today is, only 15% of people in the U.S. say they have one of these at home. What is it? 15% of people in the United States say they have one of these at home. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a digital download of Jesus Revolution.
All right. 15% of people say they have one of these at home.
I do not.
All right. Yeah, I don't think we do either. 723-2555, 723-2555 for your chance to win this digital download for Jesus Revolution. From us here at WWIB. Hi, you're our first caller.
Hi, this is Christy from Ladysmith. I'm going to guess a standard telephone.
A standard telephone, like an on-the-wall or corded telephone, something like that, maybe?
Good guess.
Not what we're looking for, but Christy, you go ahead and call us back. Try again. Good guess.
723-2555. Hi, what's your guess?
A sewing machine.
A sewing machine.
Good try. Guess.
Not a sewing machine. Again, so 85% of people in the U.S. don't have one of these in their home, but 15% do.
Good morning.
One of those new robotic vacuums.
Oh, like a Roomba or something like that.
That's
too.
A
those
good
are
guess.
Cool. Yeah, good guess. Not a Roomba or a robotic vacuum. 715-723-2555. Chance for a Jesus Revolution digital download on Tuesday Trivia this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show.
We go to the phones. WWIB, hi.
Good morning. How about a VCR?
How about a VCR? What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Eric Stojkovich from Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
Eric from Rice Lake, Wisconsin. You are absolutely correct. Yes, 15% of American households still have a VCR in their home. Do you, Eric from Rice Lake, have a VCR in your home?
I do have one, and it's on a shelf in a storage room.
That's fantastic. I wonder if it would still work. I was just thinking about that the other day at my parents' house. I saw some old VHS tapes and thought, I want to see if we could still get those to play, but I can't remember if they even have a VCR, and I know I don't, so.
That's the only reason I have it is in case we want to watch an old video from my childhood or something, or my wife's childhood, we can pull that thing out.
There you go. Well, Eric, hang on the line. We'll get an email address from you, and we'll send you a digital download code for Jesus Revolution. How about that?
Great. Thank you.
All right, good job. Thanks for playing along here on WWIB. Yvette Luna, she was here yesterday, WWIB. Caleb, I caught some of the footage on our WIB Facebook site. She was a good sport, huh?
She was indeed. So we played Texas versus Wisconsin. So Josh, JP from The Drive against Yvette Luna, and she's from Texas. He's from Wisconsin, of course, and so they had to answer trivia about each other's state, and we played pie face in between. So if you got a question incorrect or your opponent got a question correct, then you had to turn the crank. And, check out the Facebook Live video on the WWIB Radio Facebook page or in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. We shared it there as well to see who won that challenge between Yvette Luna and JP on The Drive. And there may be a rematch at OneFest when she comes to OneFest this July.
I was trying to find some Kentucky Derby music, but it's actually Ukulele Day. So I think
there you go.
All right. This is the way the program goes along. The Kentucky Derby's on Saturday. It's the first leg of the Triple Crown, and it's become a sign of spring, is that I put you to the test, Derby horse or not. And you're a good sport because this is impossible.
It's
right?
Really just a coin flip on
it
all
is.
Of these.
It is. Because you can name a horse anything.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's so many possibilities.
Right. So it is tough. And so we'll see how you fare. Here we go. All right. The first one, confidence game, Derby horse or not?
That sounds like a Derby horse to me. I'm going to say yes, it is.
And it is. You're right. You're one for one.
Got at least one right.
All right. The next one, pickle, Derby horse or not?
I believe that is not a Derby horse.
You're right. You're two for two.
All right.
All right.
Though I would root for a pickle.
All right, here we go. Two for two on Derby horse or not. Caleb Swenson, Modern Girl, Derby horse or not?
Here's the thing that I don't know about the Kentucky Derby. Do many fillies actually run in the
point.
Derby?
Good point. Very few. Very few do.
I'm going to say it's not.
And you're correct.
Okay.
It's not. You are three out of three. Perfection.
Wow.
Do you want to quit now or keep going for $1 million?
If there's $1 million on the line, sure.
I wish there was.
There's also whipped cream on this mic, I'm noticing.
I'm going to pay in Monopoly money, though. All right, here we go. Derby horse or not? Sun Thunder. Derby horse or not?
That's God. But there's weird people out there. I say yes. I say it is a derby.
And you're
horse.
Right. 4 for 4.
Yes.
Look at him fly. All right. The fifth one. Skinner. Is that a derby horse or not? Skinner.
I don't like that name. No, it's not a derby horse.
It is.
Rats.
Yeah. 4 to 5. 4 to 5.
It's not
two more
fun.
To go.
It's just two syllables. You need something wacky.
It's kind of different. Skinner. Okay. I don't know where they come up with that one. Two more to go. All right. Here we go. Bring Home the Bacon. Derby horse or not? Bring Home the Bacon.
No.
It's not. You're right. 5 out of 6.
All right.
All right. Here we go. The last one. Heading down the home stretch. Derby horse or not? Cyclone Mischief.
That really does sound like a derby horse. I'm going to say it is.
And it is. You're 6 out of 7.
Wow.
Wow. Good job.
That's fantastic. Now, here we go, because I'll just put you on the spot.
Yes.
I actually found this.
Okay.
Some more derby horse or not. So can we quiz you a little later? And yeah. I want to try these with you.
All right.
I want to return the favor.
Oh, thank you. Let it be real. Watermark Music, WWIB, 43 degrees. Good morning. Having some fun on the WIB Wake Up Show.